It wasn't happenstance that I met Air Force Master Sergeant Eric Johansson and his wife Jennifer earlier this week at O'Brien's Irish Pub in Brandon. Their three daughters were in a side room taking Celtic step dancing lessons while we talked on the outside patio about an email Eric sent me with the subject line, Amazing Military Wife. It was an early Valentine's Day surprise for Jennifer.
That did bring a tear to my eye, and he did show me the email that he wrote to you, which really was very moving and totally unexpected. But it's nice to read that, even if he doesn't tell me every day, to know that I am appreciated and that in his eyes I am an amazing spouse, because at the end of the day that's all that matters.
Now, many husbands believe their wives are pretty amazing, but Eric listed proof. Several of Jen's accomplishments: founder of the Brandon British Club, working with her church to stop human trafficking, and becoming a certified first responder through the Community Emergency Response Team.
So the idea is if a natural event happens, you know, she has the knowledge and the training to be able to deal with that situation. She has a good handle on the legal background of what you can and cannot do, what some of the dangers are, how to go into houses, how to shore up walls, how to lift cars off of people, all kinds of stuff. So she's really, really done a fantastic job.
But Jen's job also includes being a military spouse. Eric is away about 50% of the time on missions around the world, so it's up to Jen to run the house and raise their daughters.
Getting to grips with how the military worked and who was who and what was the hierarchy in the squadron and who do I call if I need some help, or understanding all those acronyms that come up, and it's a learning curve, because still there's more acronyms that come up and I still don't know what they mean. That was quite hard, particularly in our case. We hadn't really been living at Andrews very long before the 9/11 happened.
And even in that short time at Andrews in D.C., Jen was actually asked by the squadron commander at that time to be one of the key spouses. That's a huge credit to her to take that on as a real new person even to the country.
The two met at a London pub. Jen noticed Eric because he was so quiet compared to his American buddies. She had to break the ice and was the first to say hello. But the couple said it was love at first sight. Their relationship was tested by the width of the Atlantic Ocean for a year before they married. They will celebrate their 12th anniversary this Father's Day. Eric credits understanding with making their marriage last.
I can't say no a lot of times when it comes to work. It's unfortunate that, you know, I have to miss a lot of events, not do as much with family as I'd like to. She understands that, and she's dealt with that beautifully. And for me, it's the opposite side of the coin, to understand that she really struggles when I'm not there.
Jen, what about you? The secret to a successful military marriage?
Give a lot and take little. I found that a huge adjustment. I think whether it's just being married or being married into the military, I don't know. It took me a while to kind of get where I'm at, and I'm totally okay with the missions. It is give and take, patience, understanding.
And it will require a little patience and understanding from Jen this Valentine's Day, because Eric will be off on a mission. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.